I didn't know if the Garden Fairy was a person or a place, but it's a person. And I think, are you the Garden Fairy?
Here I am in the flesh with flowers. I brought dahlias this morning, Ryan.
Well, I see on Facebook that you're that's your flower right now, right?
Yes.
That's your big deal. Julie Harrison is the Garden Fairy. And is Willowview Farm your farm?
Yep, it's our farm. We're on Sheldon Street in West Suffield. And we just have this beautiful historic farm that we love to share with people.
So a couple quick questions. Mm-hmm. When did you... Did you buy this farm? Like, when did you occupy this land?
So we came, first of all, this farm on Sheldon Street was a dream of our families, and it took years to be able to purchase it. And so
it had to come up for sale, or did you know the owners?
Had to come up for sale, but we had been haying the fields for years. I grew up stacking hay bales from this old farm. And then in 2008, we were able to buy it. And now we've just built it up to make it our own, which is a flower farm.
Right. So is it basically a CSA for flowers?
Well, that's one part. So we're multifaceted. We do CSAs. Our version is a flower subscription. So today, in fact, is a flower subscription pickup day. And so people buy into supporting our farm. And on the pickup day, they come in and they get a beautiful arrangement, just like I brought in here, yeah, of whatever is amazing on the farm at that moment in time. And then we also do pick your own, which has been so popular.
But you can buy like a bucket, right? And you just fill the bucket with flowers.
You buy a bucket or a cup. And get this, Brian, we have people coming from all over New England. In fact, last week we even had someone come up from Virginia to visit our farm and to pick flowers.
What do you like when you're in a bad mood? Like, are you ever in a bad... Like,
can you be in a bad mood
saying,
when
like,
you're surrounded by beautiful things?
I know, but I mean, I'm just captivated by the mood. She's just like... it is a vibe. Julie Harrison is the Garden Fairy. Just real quick, so I don't forget, because we always get tight on time. And you have events all the time at the farm, right? And, like, this Sunday in particular is one of those where people can basically come to the farm, bring a picnic, and then... pick flowers just like you said.
Okay,
right?
So you know Tanglewood, right?
Yeah,
up
of course.
In the Berkshires.
Yeah, throw the blanket down.
Yes. So we're like the Suffield version of Tanglewood. People bring a picnic, they maybe bring a bottle of wine, set up their little space, enjoy music, pick flowers. It is pure bliss. And right now, the farm is probably the most beautiful it is the whole entire year. We have over 6,000 dahlias that are in full bloom right now, plus all these other beautiful flowers. So it's really spectacular. So we've got live music Sunday from 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
And it's just amazing.
So do you pay to pick the flowers? Do you pay to get in? Like, how does it work from a cost structure?
Sure. So again, we've got the two options. You can either buy a cup for $25, a bucket for $75, and for the after hours events, we just ask $5 for each additional person in your group.
Yeah. So let's talk about the flowers. We're talking with Julie Harrison, who is the Garden Fairy, and it's the farm is Willowview Farm. A couple quick questions. Like, mm-hmm. you brought dahlias, which I don't know much about. I love lilies, but I love, you know, like this year the hydrangeas were amazing and everything. Like, what works best in New England, like right here, like from a flower? Does everything grow great or
no? Everything doesn't grow great. It's so much work, right? This is so... Dahlias are the diva of the flower world.
They're high maintenance?
Oh, my gosh. Like, the most high maintenance. At first, I was like, why do I even want to grow these? But then they're addicting. And so...
They are beautiful.
They're gorgeous. And so what we have to do is plant them in May. Then they kind of take their time. They don't really do much until August. And then they start getting more beautiful until the frost. And then we have to dig up the tubers. They grow from a tuber, which is like a sweet potato.
That's like a bulb or
it's
whatever?
It's like a bulb, but it's called a tuber. Yeah. It really looks like a sweet potato.
So you have to dig them up every year.
We have to dig them up. We store them in the basement. So again, our farm is very historic. Our house was built in 1723, which means we have the perfect cold, damp basement for storing dahlia tubers. So we lift up all those tubers, haul them down into our basement, store them, and then replant them in the spring once our tulips come out, because our season actually begins with pick your own tulips in April.
I had no idea that you had that. Was I thought you just planted the flowers and they grow. And you,
oh yeah,
you
I have so many customers who come and they're like, this comes back every year, right? I'm like, well, only because I do it. Yeah,
because I bust my hump. You know, I also want to ask, you know, it has been maybe, I'm 53, the weather this fall may be one of the best weather falls I can ever remember, from just a warmth and a sunshine perspective. Is that, it's been dry too. Is that good or bad for the flowers? The sunshine's great, but it's been dry.
Yeah, so we have built our field to be able to adapt to whatever the weather is. So we have drip irrigation. We have really smart tools to help us conserve water. Early in the season this year, we actually had a lot of rain, which was awesome for our flowers. We have great well-drained soil, so when we have too much rain, it's not a problem. It just goes right through. When it's dry, we have tools in place so that we can keep everything well hydrated.
Julie Harrison, she's the Garden Fairy, Willow View Farm, again, Sunday from 4:30 to 6:30. Again, you bring a blanket and a picnic, and you can pick flowers and listen to music. It sounds really
it's awesome.
Wonderful.
And you know, Brian, we're open every day, and we'll be open until we get a frost. The frost is what really knocks us out.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
And what are the hours?
9 to 5. You just come in. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. You just come into our little store, figure out if you want a bucket or a cup, and then you go out and you fill it with flowers.
So I want to ask you off mic, you, myself, and Joey were talking about Suffield, and you clearly love this town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do this, you know, I don't know if you know what we do, but I basically throw a dart at a map and I go to a different town, and I'm always struck by the people who love their communities and have spent their lives there. And, you know, we have Jim right there, who's 82, was born and raised, went to Suffield schools, and you were born. What about the town do you love?
Everything. I grew up in this town. We came here in 1988, so I went through the entire school system. And to be back here raising my own family in this town that I grew up in is so special. In fact, I had mentioned to you earlier, I just came across, I'd written a term paper when I was at UConn studying horticulture and landscape design about preserving the agricultural integrity of this town. Back in my early 20s, and now here I am actually putting that in motion.
Was that always your goal? Like, is that what you wanted to do? Like, when you were, like, thinking about your future, because I didn't know what I wanted to do in college, when you were at UConn studying that stuff, was that the vision? Is this the vision you had, or has this sort of been more organic?
It's been very organic, although I always knew I wanted to do something with plants. So I went through the Suffield Agriscience program, studied plant science, got my certificate in that, knew that I was going to do something with plant science. So I went to UConn, studied, majored in horticulture and landscape design, started to do that out of school, and then we came to the farm, and it just, like, developed. It was just one of those very organic, like, do what you love type of things.
Do you live on the farm?
We live in the old house. We live in the Captain Jonathan Sheldon house. It was built in 1723. It's actually the oldest documented house in Suffield. How amazing is that?
True?
Is that?
We're having a historical society on later.
You can ask him.
What's the name of it?
Captain Jonathan Sheldon. And it was built in 1723. It's really spectacular.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love the little placards on the houses. They're like, who built it, and then the year. Because I go down Palisade or back to Windsor where I live, and go past an incredible amount of...
Well, you live in the oldest town in...
Well, the people in Weathersfield have an issue with that.
Yeah, right. We won't go there
but
today.
It definitely is. You know, in terms of channeling, do we channel people to the garden, JulieTheGardenFairy.com, or they Google Willowview Farm?
The best, well, you know, I have a little bit of an identity crisis.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, we got to work on that. But if you... The best way to find the latest information is go to either Instagram or Facebook, look up Julie the Garden Fairy, and that's where I can most easily post the latest updates.
Are your daughters into it, or are they like, oh, mom?
No, they do love it. My oldest daughter, who's now 13, she actually has been working on the farm over the summer. My younger daughter loves to help me plant seeds. She loves to make arrangements. It's great.
Well, listen, it's awesome. It's great. I mean, she brought some bright and color to our morning. So, Julie, we appreciate it. And, again, just remind people, if you want to check out Willowview Farm. You can Sunday's a great day to do it.
Any day's a great day, Brian.
Right, right. Yeah. It's true. But the weather this weekend's going to be pretty good.
Amazing.
And
yeah.
And it's right down the road. I mean, I think we might have to venture down because we love fresh cut flowers
in
our house.
When we have people coming from New York, Rhode Island, Boston,
Virginia
to come to little Suffield, little quaint Suffield for our flowers, I mean, that says a lot,
it
right?
It does. Julie, thank you.
Thank you so much.